Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the show tonight, Twitter takes the government of India to court. This is about an inordinate number of requests from the government of India to Twitter to block accounts. Sources tell NDTV that the writ is because the government orders are overbroad and arbitrary. They fail to provide notice to content originators. They are disproportionate in several cases, and significantly, several pertain to political content that is posted by official handles of political parties, some of which the government wants to block. That'll be the first part of the show. Next on the program, it's a one-hour special tonight. Remember the return gift tweet by a BJP MLA who shared a video that you see here of a group of young men being thrashed mercilessly by police in Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh? Well, this is a story we followed very closely. Now, after more than 20 days behind bars, all eight men have been released, with the judge telling the police, "You don't own the city, you can't just arrest and beat anyone." But what about this extrajudicial beating? Will the police just get away with this? An 18-year-old boy, one of those beaten up over there, whose hand was fractured by the police, is one of our guests tonight. But we are first going to move on to our big debate, Twitter taking the government of India to court. Joining us now, Ashutosh, Supriya Shine joins us, Apar Gupta, Akash Banerjee, Jitin Jain, Ashwani Dubey and Professor Gobardhan Das of the BJP. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Supriya, is it your biggest concern that in the writ, sources close to Twitter tell NDTV that it is action against political parties, requests to block political parties, which is among the biggest concerns of Twitter?
And haven't we seen that pattern? Why am I not surprised at all that Twitter has been asked to block content by political parties, or for that matter, people calling out the government's misleading truths and half lies? Why am I not surprised at all? I mean, we all saw how I think Mohammed Zubair himself, the fact checker, had put out how the government of India had approached Twitter to, had flagged off some concerns. My issue here really is not so much about the legal remedies that are being looked at. I think the larger issue is that why should the government ask a platform like Twitter to put off tweets that are critical of the government? And the government is absolutely fine by its own spreading fake news. I think there's a bit of a double speak there. Why is it that the ruling establishment did not come down heavily on its own MPs and MLAs for spreading fake news, or for that matter, inciting violence and hatred? Okay. You can go after a platform because you want to settle political scores. I think that's double speak all the way by the government of
Professor
India.
Professor Gobardhan Das, what's the problem with the government accepting dissident voices, voices of the opposition? Why must Twitter be asked to shut them down?
Yeah, good evening, Vishnu, and good evening, my esteemed fellow panelists. I have two or three points to make. Number one, the Twitter has, Indian law permits Twitter to go to the court, and they have gone to court. And the second thing is the Indian government, they have their own mechanism to check, which is threat for the security, and then the government has the right to ask them to close the accounts.
So Professor Das,
let me finish.
That's not the point being made.
No. If you are trying to be the ordinary, then it's a different issue. Well, let me finish my points. Okay.
So, Akash, stop laughing.
What was that? I didn't understand. What was that?
That was the headline. That was the headline that emerged from the program. Okay. Vishnu trying to act like Arnab.
If you don't allow others to speak.
Now you've now earned your right to speak, sir.
We are not in a banana republic. We are on NDTV.
Madam, you are from Congress, na? That is your culture.
Professor Das, let's get back to point.
What are you talking about? What happened to you? What have you had for breakfast today?
Can you please be quiet for a minute?
Don't lose it.
Okay, one sec, Supriya. 1 minute. Professor Das. Professor Das, make your point.
Second thing is, let me tell you what Elon Musk says, the 20% of the account is bought. And now I come back to the 2018 science paper, the best journal on this world, on this earth, the science journal, what said they studied 126,000 news cascade that has been tweeted by 3 million people and 4.3 million times. And every time they have seen that the fake news is spread much faster and deeper.
Okay.
So can you see now? This is the Twitter can be used as a weapon and that can be manipulated, that opinion.
Okay. All right.
That is what the U.S. Congress called the Twitter and the testify.
No, but sir, if you see the details of the writ, it's not about this at all. I'll come to that. Supriya, quickly before I go across to my other panel.
Bistu, when you are trying to cherry-pick the thing, that is a problem.
But I'm not cherry-picking, sir.
You're cherry-picking the thing.
But sir, I can tell you what...
Twitter can be used as a fake news spreader.
That is the headline, sir.
In fact,
Twitter can be used as a fake news spreader.
Twitter compliance is only 3.5%. Why you are not saying?
Okay, one second, Professor Das.
Twitter compliance is only 3.5%.
Right, Professor Das. Let me tell you now, since you made your point, what the writ is likely to contain. I've spoken to people close to the writ, and they have told me, number one, the blocking orders are overboard and arbitrary. Number two, they failed to provide notice to the originators of the content. In other words, the Twitter is told, please take it down. Don't tell these people. You have to take it down right now. Number three, they are disproportionate in several cases. Similarly, several would pertain to political content that is posted by official handles of political parties. Blocking of such information is a violation of the freedom of speech.
Akash, what is this all about?
Akash, first.
The thing is,
who judges is the disproportionality? Who judges disproportionality? You or the court?
No.
Twitter is saying this is what is happening. Mr. Das, never interrupt me. Okay?
So, Vishnu, the thing is, why is this sense of panic happening at this point of time? If the country is doing so well, if rivers are flowing with milk, if jobs are being created, why in the world would the government be concerned about some blokes going ahead and tweeting something? I'm saying that they're tweeting crap. Let's admit it. Why would a government spend so much time and energy to cultivate an image and stop people from criticizing? So if everything had been in order, I wouldn't have thought it was necessary. That's the starting point. The other bigger point is, every time this happens, the democracy index comes out and then we go crying and vomiting from our mouths. Hi. Aise kaise keh diya? How do they know? What are they saying? This is all rigged. First, you act like this. International press is already printing that Twitter is suing the government of India. I am unable to find a correlated thing where a democratic country has been sued in this manner. Now, when these things happen, the international prestige goes down, the ranking goes down, and then we will froth from our mouths. So the thing is, we have to be very clear. Either you want to be a functioning democracy, allowing some criticism to happen legally, or you want to say that, no, let's introduce a section 56 of the constitution saying that, boss, no criticism is allowed. You can't do criticism. And there are enough and more legal ways you can handle people. I mean, come on. We think 10 times before tweeting anything today. Let's not even get there. So why would you want to stop it structurally in this way?
Almost illegally in this way?
And bring disrepute to the country.
Jitin Jain, you had a point. Go ahead, sir.
I know.
Ashutosh is waiting also, but Jitin Jain
had a point. Go ahead. Only 10 seconds. So that means Mr. Akash, he wants to, all the fake news been spread. So that is what
you are an expert at fake news. That is why I know you know the potential of fake news, Baba. I'm not debating that.
You have to learn science first, then you come to the debate. I'm talking about the paper published in the science paper.
He agrees with you, sir, Mr. Das.
Yeah. I agree with you, sir. Okay. I agree with you. You are right.
Okay, Jitin Jain, go ahead. One sec, Mr. Das.
Okay.
Jitin Jain, go ahead.
Stop.
Jitin,
they'll stop existing.
Vishnu, respectfully, I didn't interrupt anyone, so
go ahead, please.
Interrupted. See, leaving politics apart, a foreign social media company is able to sue a government in an Indian court is a very, fact that our democracy is fully functioning. It's a celebration of democracy, and they have not complied with the government order, still survived in this country for 1.5 years. Itself is a reflection that we have enough judicial mechanisms available for all countries, including Indians and foreign companies.
Okay.
Now, there are two fundamental issues here. One is that government of India thinks that the laws passed by the Indian parliament and the government notifications or the lawful process which is designed or the institutional mechanism, they are the people who will decide what is legal, what is wrong, what is our national security issue, and what content has to be restricted or blocked. If any private operator or intermediary or a company has a problem with that, they have a recourse available to move to a court. Now, in the case of Twitter, it's a very contradictory situation. Twitter says that these government orders are foul of Indian law, they are unconstitutional. So Twitter is refusing to comply. At the same time, Twitter does not want to go to court. For 1.5 years, they didn't comply with the lawful orders of Indian government, and they did not go to court. Now, second, there are multiple statements by the Twitter spokesman, including in the parliamentary committee, in the multi-party parliamentary committee, yes, that we follow our policies, and if there is a lawful order of Indian government which is not, in consonance to our policy, we will not comply with it. So they are telling you a message that our policy is superior to your, sovereign laws.
No,
our
in fact,
institutional
not...
setup for a Jack Dorsey will act
no,
as
Mr.
a viceroy, and
not
his
what
decision will be the final. And
that's
the...
not what they're saying, sir. In fact, the values that you're talking about...
Now, the third issue, whether...
The values, are half a second, the values that you're talking
about... It is about...
And you're arguing that is Twitter greater than the constitution or the laws of India? In fact, in many cases, it's the same. And Twitter says that the government of India is not following their own ideals. For example, they are saying, and I quote from some of this information which is sources close to the writ, as the nature of some of the content could be merely political speech, criticism and newsworthy content of these blocking orders do not pass the test of grounds provided under Section 69A. Several blocking orders that were issued to Twitter. One sec, half a second, sir. Cite the grounds of Section 69A,
no,
but
just
fail to demonstrate.
Just 15 seconds, Vishnu.
Fail to
Vishnu,
I'll come back to you.
Seconds.
I'll come to you next. But fail to demonstrate how the content falls within those grounds. These are our values.
Only 12 seconds, Vishnu.
Go ahead.
Vishnu, only 12 seconds.
Please.
Only 12 seconds.
Please.
You have covered defense for more than 2 decades. You very well know how the propaganda and political poisoning of ISPR works. Now, there may be certain accounts which are acting and projecting or impersonating as Indian political accounts, accounts of Indian citizens. They are posting political content. When a government figures out this is a coordinated disinformation campaign being run by ISPR and government wants to block that, Twitter wants to be a judge to decide whether that content is political or not, whether it is of an actual citizen or an ISPR account. They do not want to do KYC.
Blanket. It's wrong of to block. It has to be done.
But Twitter cannot decide
for security.
Twitter cannot decide.
Why can't Twitter decide that a political party's content needs to stay and it cannot be removed?
Can I please come in?
If they truly believe that it is a political censorship which is going on, they would have moved to High Court or Supreme Court.
But they moved the High Court.
What was stopping them? Nothing.
They moved the High Court. Ashutosh, come in over here.
After 1.5 years.
Yeah,
after
because
one and
they
and
didn't
half years,
want to take out the government.
It is like a fugitive running from the law and approaching
a
court 1.5 years
later. They have a huge market over here. They run a business. They didn't want to.
Vishnu.
Now they have no choice. I mean,
Vishnu.
Ashutosh, go ahead.
That
Vishnu.
Is why they run a business. They run a business, not a charitable shop, Vishnu.
Exactly. They run a business, which is why they never complained in the past.
Jiten,
now they have no choice.
Jiten. I think what the argument has been made.
Come on. They arrested people on the complaint of Mr. Karthik Chidambaram.
Mr. Jiten. Can I speak?
Go ahead, Ashutosh.
Twitter cannot decide what should go on their platform, but government can decide what should go on the platform. That's the hypocrisy of this whole argument. See, in this country, there are two kinds of laws. One law, which is for the Nupur Sharma, another. But there's one law for the Yati Narsinghanand, and there's another law for Munawar Faruqi. Munawar Faruqi will be in jail for more than a month. For the simple reason, because he will say something which might affect the human, the social harmony. But Yati Narsinghanand will not go to the jail. And while advocating for the genocide of the Muslims, government will not act, but only will be put behind the bar when the Supreme Court intervenes. And once he's out, then again he makes the same.
No, but your point being,
but the government. I'm saying the same argument is said here. It is not about the government is scared. I do not agree with a fellow panelist. It's about muzzling the voice of free speech in this country. They want Twitter to behave like Facebook, and I'm saying it again. They want Twitter to behave like Facebook, which has surrendered like anything. So the Facebook listens to the government like anybody listens. That government wants Twitter to behave like the cabinet ministers who do not say utter a word, who do not contradict their own prime minister.
Oh, really? Ashutosh, do you support Twitter blocking the account of Mr. Trump? Let's call spade a spade. Do you support Twitter in blocking the account of Mr. Trump? Is that political censorship? Is that political censorship? You know, you think Twitter calling for the genocide of the streets of Delhi and killing of the Indian prime minister is okay with you?
You better keep your mouth shut. I did not disturb you. Keep your mouth shut. I don't entertain such people.
No, you are talking all crap. You are talking Western preachment. You tell me, if somebody is calling for the genocide on the streets of Delhi, that is okay with you. If somebody is calling for the genocide of Muslims, that is not okay. ये hypocrisy कहाँ से आ गई? ये hypocrisy कहाँ से आ गई? Do you agree that when Twitter says that they cannot block a hashtag calling for a genocide on the streets of Delhi? Do you agree with it?
Behave like a gentleman. Do not disturb. Have some manners. I did not disturb it.
I don't need lectures on gentlemen with you. I don't need lecture on manners. You run from a political party to a
Come on, let's not make personal remarks. Mr. Shah, let's not get that. Mr. Jain, let's not get that personal. Let's not do that. One second. I have other panelists. Supriya, I'll come back to you in a moment. Apar Gupta, is it not a worry, Apar? One sec. Mr. Jain, half a second. Let's all have peace over here. The war is on Twitter.
I may say something which may help both of you.
Ashutosh, I'll come back to you. We've got time. I promise I'll come back to you. I just want to cool things down. Apar Gupta, isn't it a bigger worry that we'll never really know the number of block orders that the government has actually put out, and we don't know the time period within which this has taken place? The numbers could be mind-boggling.
Thank you, Vishnu. And just to restore some calm, which is also something to say that it may be boring, but it's important for all of us to know something. Twitter, and that's the first thing I'd just like to say upfront. Twitter is a private Silicon Valley corporation which trades in our data for profit. It's a private company. By itself, we need to also consider which is the other entity at this spectrum here. It's a government which has been elected and operates under the constitution. Hence, as a citizen, as a social media user, what I'm seeking for freedom of speech and expression is from the government conceptually, as much as I may not like Twitter. Okay. Now, the second issue which you've pointed to is essentially that users, which are Twitter users or any users on social media under these blocking powers, which are exercised under Section 69A, do not get notices and the opportunity of what is called as natural justice. This is well documented in two cases we ourselves at our foundation are legally assisting. The first is Tanul Thakur. He is a journalist who puts up a satire website called Dowry Calculator. His website is blocked. He does not get a notice. He's not given any chance to come before the government and tell them that, hey, it's a satire website. The second case is of Sushant Singh. He's a Twitter user. He's an actor, quasi-journalist, and his tweets are taken down. His account is blocked. And again, he's not given an opportunity of a hearing. So essentially, what is happening is that a social media company is leading the defense for all of them. And I think this is a credible ground to question.
Okay.
One final thing before I end, the larger government control critique which is coming through is well justified. At present, there's another proposal which may go towards law, which are called the IT rules 2021, which are being amended, which is establishing what is called as a grievance appellate committee, in which the central government will sit and appeal on any decisions of content moderation by any social media entity. Essentially, it will mean that the ministry itself will decide what stays up and what goes down.
Right. All right. Important points over there. Ashwini Dubé, just to a point that Apar was referring to, the right, isn't it natural justice that you get a chance to respond if your site is being targeted for whatever reason it has to go down or a tweet has to go down? As a lawyer, tell us, isn't the right to respond part of law, basic law?
Thank you, Vishnuji. Vishwaji, correct me if I'm wrong, but allow me to complete. Vishwaji, so far as the powers given under the Information Technology Act 2008 is concerned, the powers are very well vested with the government to make a law. The Supreme Court also in 2018 says and observed the government of India may frame necessary guidelines to eliminate any kind of message which is creating hatred in the society. This is against the sovereignty of the country. Now, moving further, I have only 3 points to make as a student of law. The Article 19(2) of the Constitution of India empowers the state for making any law insofar as such law imposes reasonable restrictions on the exercise of the right conferred by the Clause 19(1)(a) in the interest of sovereignty, integrity, security of the state, friendly relation with foreign state, public order, decency or morality. Now, moving further about this, because unless we discuss the K.S. Puthuswamy judgment, right to privacy, our discussion will not come. In right to privacy act, Supreme Court said that look, one has a right to privacy and one under Article 21 of the Constitution of India. But the Supreme Court also said, but right to privacy, if this that is against the government order, the state may regulate it. This is one of the cases. Now here, when the first originator is to be informed and the guidelines says that the monthly compliance report on complaints receives action taken, is to be filed. I don't think that any intermediary which is established outside the country will not follow the law of the land. Here is not the question about the social media platform which is allowing the country at large and the people to raise their voice, concern, opinions, and we have seen that the social media has...
No, but sir, you're not answering my question, sir. And that's the only reason I'm interrupting you. I just asked you if Twitter wants to take down a particular account or a particular tweet at the request of the government of India, doesn't that person have a right to respond? Not all of this is national security. The bulk of it is not national security.
Of course, that person, and we have seen it.
So then why is it that Twitter is today complaining in the Karnataka High Court that the right to respond is not respected?
No, right to, one has a right to respond. That's the law of the country.
Of course, but that's their problem. They claim that that is not respected. And sir, point number two, and I'll allow you to come in after that. There is a disproportionately high number of blocking requests for account takedowns, not tweet takedowns. Twitter feels that this is disproportionate. It's arbitrary. Isn't that the big problem?
Shut it all down.
That should be a last recourse.
Yes, if any account is continuously indulged in propaganda, creating hatred, continuously using the mechanism, the publisher, the intermediary guidelines to portray his propaganda, then of course that account will go. But at the same time, if Twitter says
definition
so,
of
the
propaganda
account doesn't have any...
Which is problematic. How do you define propaganda? For example, a political party...
That the criteria is very well in place in the intermediary guidelines 2021, Vishwaji.
Of propaganda.
Yes, of course. This is very well in place. That's very well placed. And in the right to... In the case of Puthuswamy judgment, it was a landmark judgment.
Apar, since you know this better than the rest of us...
Can I please come in?
What is... Supriya, I'll come to you next. Apar, how is propaganda defined in the law?
Section 69 of the IT Act is the personable legislative power. There are procedural rules made under that, which are the blocking rules. The blocking rules are what are being used to issue orders. And Rule 16 actually says, which is formed by the central government, that these orders are secret. This is being used. We have documents before the High Court where the government is saying we will not even provide an order to the person whose account, whose website, whose tweet has been taken down. The lack of transparency is very, very clear. In fact, Twitter has done something good as much as it is a private corporation. It, on the Lumen database, gave a list on June 27, 2022 of a list of accounts and websites blocked. This included a report going to Akash's point, which was by Freedom House, which ranked India on the press index and falling on the way. So why are tweets by Freedom House being blocked by the central government? I'm really left to wonder all of this.
Supriya, come ahead, go ahead before I go back to Ashutosh. And then
You know, I don't want tempers to fly high. I think any government has the right to step in if there is a threat on national security. But just to take the point of the BJP spokesperson and their supporters forward. Aapko fake news se bahut dikkat hai, achhi baat hai. आप अपने लोगों के खिलाफ कब एक्ट करिएगा जो फेक न्यूज फैलाते हैं ट्विटर पे आपका पूरा का पूरा तंत्र उसको एम्प्लीफाई करता है 2 days back, elected MPs and former INB minister of your party tweeted a doctored video. Are you telling me he's doing the right thing? And are you telling me his tweet should not be blocked? That's point one. Please do not speak in between. I did not. Offer me the courtesy because it's important that you do. You understand. I'm talking about women. Women are constantly threatened by the right wing. Your trolls, your bucks threaten women journalists, women politicians of rape and sexual abuse. Why do you not take off their tweets? I want to understand. You want to go against people who are standing up against you. And just for the benefit of whoever was talking and referred to Jack Dorsey as CEO, given you come from that universe, sir, it is Parag Agarwal who continues to be the CEO now, Indian born, just for your understanding. It's very good to come here and spew venom. Act against your own. 2017 के ट्वीट्स उठाइए आप संबित पात्रा के और आपके फेक न्यूज के सरगना अमित मालविया के. They should be put behind bars for the tweets that they are putting
out. All right, one second, Mr. Das.
All your people put out tweets that incites violence and communal hatred. Who's going to act against them? I want to understand that.
Mr. Das.
So much of double speak and hypocrisy. That's what the BJP does.
See, this is the, she's coming from the Congress party. That she is the one, the Congress party is the master of doing all the fake news and the fake tweets. And then now you are lecturing.
You have tweeted a doctored video against Rahul Gandhi.
So if that is you, then the Congress party. Don't shout.
Don't talk.
Don't shout.
Don't shout.
Don't talk
hypocrisy.
Don't shout.
You tweeted a doctored video. Are you willing to admit guilt? Are you willing to admit guilt? Tell me this. Should an MP tweet a doctored video? Three of your MPs tweeted a doctored video.
So how do you do doctored videos? Who, you are determining the doctor videos.
No, videos apologize for it. The video may not have been doctored, but the context was wrong, and the anchor and the channel apologized.
No. One second. What the wrong or right? You and me are not the judge. If there is a wrong, something happened.
No, but then the channel in question. No, but let's, sir, you're not aware of the what has happened with this particular thing. 1 minute, 1 minute, everybody. Supriya, 1 second. I'm going to go across to two more panelists. Ashutosh, who was interrupted earlier on. Ashutosh, go ahead. Make your point.
See, if original source of the video, which Congress spokesperson is talking about, has apologized, I think the basic courtesy demand that the BJP spokesperson should also apologize. Otherwise, face the courts and face the law. The point number two, I think the one Twitter account which has to be blocked is by Tejaswi Surya. 7 years back, he wrote something about the women in the Middle East. Most atrocious, inhuman, and I have no words to explain that. For that, the MEA in that country has to send clarification. The Prime Minister of the country has to give assurance. Something like this. That Twitter account is still continuing. And that Twitter account, will the government of India ask Twitter to withdraw or block? No, it will not. Because that's the basic ideology of the regime. So they want everybody who's opposed to the government, who's opposed to the party, who's opposed to the ideology, their account should be blocked. And I want to ask my dear friend from the BJP, who will determine? Twitter? No. Who will determine? Government? You want that right to be given to the government to decide which is propaganda? And my dear friend, if propaganda has to be blocked, then all political parties' account will be blocked, because all political parties, including BJP and the government itself, from the highest office, they do nothing.
All right.
Only sending propaganda.
Okay, Mr. Jain, last word to Mr. Jain. I need to wrap this up. Go ahead, sir. You've got, sorry, but you've got only 30 seconds. Go ahead, Mr. Jain.
Vishnu, we are talking about a company which blocks the sitting US president and allows people who carry out mass execution in football fields and kill millions of people, Taliban, to have Twitter accounts. We are also talking about a company which refuses to comply with law in multiple countries like Australia and UK. We are not the only one. Third, I think, you know, Vishnu, you have seen hundreds of accounts for tweeting anti-India propaganda during Galwan conflict. And, you know, impersonating as army jawans, retired personnel. We saw hundreds of accounts tweeting fake videos, which I can't even put out on the show, during Delhi riots, which ultimately instigates more violence, you know, instigating more hatred by ISPR. On the onset, it may look normal political accounts or accounts of Indian citizens, and we may feel that government of India is out there to put out censorship. But Minister, you see, if these 1,200 or 1,300 people who were blocked by government were actual people, they would have approached court. These are the accounts which do not even want to do a KYC. Okay. Third, Twitter is also playing smart. If a government of India issues a blocking order, they are blocking it in a particular geography.
Ministers in this government are saying it is working across different nations. We are not worried about
Let him make his point also. I am not blaming Congress, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm not blaming Congress. I am saying this has gone across political parties. I am saying let us not make it Congress versus BJP. There is an organization playing outside India and which is vitiating atmosphere in India. Let's look at the larger picture.
I'm wrapping this up. I'm out of time. I do believe that Jitin Jain makes an important point when he says that there is a lot more that needs to be done to take down those accounts which are genuinely detrimental. The point is there are a lot of accounts which are not detrimental at all and which are all about our freedom of speech, which are being taken down, or there are orders saying that they have to be
taken down. And I agree with Apar.
That is the problem which needs to be fixed. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. Some comments coming in, not on Twitter, but on Ku. Amit Joshi writes in, says, where's the freedom of speech? Atul Kumar says, India has the highest government requests for content takedowns. We'll take a short break. Up after that, on our program today, remember the return gift tweet by a BJP MLA, who shared a video of a group of young men being thrashed mercilessly. Well, these young men have all been released. Find out what the judge said in court. Well, next up on the program, and as I mentioned, it's a one-hour special tonight. Remember the return gift tweet by a BJP MLA who shared a video, and we can actually show you this video now, of a group of young men being thrashed mercilessly by police in Saharanpur. Let's roll that video. This is a story that NDTV has followed very closely, none more closely than my colleague Saurabh Shukla and my colleague Ali. Now, after more than 20 days behind bars, all eight men that you see being brutally beaten in this video have been released, with the judge telling the police, you don't own the city, you can't just arrest and beat anyone. But what about this extrajudicial beating? Will the police just get away with this? An 18-year-old boy whose hand was broken by the police is one of our guests tonight, along with our other panelists. Let me go to Saurabh Shukla, who, it's his report, along with our colleague Ali. Saurabh, the youngest person over here, as I understand it, was just 18 years old, and he was the child whose hand was broken by the police in this video. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, Vishnu, initially when we reported and we had the interview of SSP, who has now been transferred to Gonda, Akash Tomar, he clearly said that this video is not from Saharanpur. And we established that this video was from Saharanpur. In fact, Muhammad Ali told me that police beat him up in a lockup room at City Kotwali. So he himself is saying that. He's just 18. When he was picked up by police, he went to buy a scooty for his friend. And his family submitted the CCTV footage to the police that time when protest happened in Saharanpur, he was not there at the spot. In fact, he was there at a showroom of a scooty. So, Muhammad Ali, there was no evidence against Muhammad Ali. Judge kept asking police to submit the case diary to show the evidence against Muhammad Ali. And one more important thing, Vishnu, the charges against these boys, Police booked them under Section 307, attempt to murder. So the court, while giving clean chit, or you can say while releasing these boys, court clearly said that without any injury, you have booked them under 307. This city does not belong to Saharanpur police. Your investigation is faulty. Then judge asked them to move an application under 169, which clearly says that there was no evidence against these eight accused, but then to, as if now, when we reported that story where we established that that video is from Saharanpur, investigation was ordered by IG, IG of Saharanpur zone, but that investigation is still underway. I had a word with SP City, who is heading this investigation. He told me that their investigation is underway. Prima facie, they have established that this video is from Kotwali. They will soon finish their investigation and submit the report to senior officials.
Hang on a second. Vinda Grover was with us more about 2.5 weeks back on this. And, you know, Vrinda, thank you so much for being with us. We were all outraged at that video then. We are as outraged now. And I don't mean this to be about NDTV or our correspondent, but this action has taken place because of Saurabh and my colleague Ali. And those boys are out now. I mean, whatever action takes place against the police is one thing. But that youngest is just 18 years old, has a fractured hand. He is out along with the others. The judge saying a long list of charges without any evidence, number one. No one injured and you slapped an attempt to murder charges. You cannot blatantly misuse powers. Your investigation against the accused completely faulty. You don't own the city, can't just arrest and beat anyone. Your reaction, Vrinda.
Vishnu, I think what this is emblematic of, and I don't think we should discount the role played by NDTV or Saurabh Shukla here. So this set of young Muslim boys and men would have suffered, they have been tortured, brutally assaulted, suffered incarceration, may have faced severe criminal prosecution and suffered a longer jail term till matters came to light before a court of law. Except for the intervention through NDTV. What is this telling us? This is not about the heroism of NDTV. It is about the lawlessness of the state. And today, if the rule of law is being demolished systematically, it is by the state and its agents. It's individual citizens who are upholding the rule of law. It is courts to whom they are addressing and saying, what is going on? The state has powers. The state has coercive powers. And the law endows this on the police. The police is systematically abusing, decimating rule of law and usurping to itself all power, including the power of the judiciary.
That's just,
this should be danger signals across the society. And let us not forget that the targeting in this case and in many other cases in UP and elsewhere is of Muslims. This is not incidental. This is not accidental. This is a systematic targeting. And we should all be very worried. Just because X is not of a certain religion, we should not ignore what is happening to those who are in power. And where is this patronage coming from?
Right.
Where is this sanction for impunity coming from? Right. This question must be asked.
Okay, one second. Let me put that across to Shant Prakash Jatav ji. Shant Prakash ji, police ke khilaf koi karwai karna chahiye? Ek BJP ke MLA ne ye return gift कह के एक ट्वीट किया था इस वीडियो को. अब पता चल रहा है कि ये सब बच्चे थे. एक बच्चा था 18 साल, बाकी सब सिर्फ 19-20 साल के थे और किसी ने कुछ नहीं किया उनको. ये एकदम इनोसेंट है और 20 दिन जेल में रहने के बाद उनको छोड़ा गया है. किसी के खिलाफ एक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए.
विश्वनाथ जी, कहावत है आग पानी और दंगे से दूरी रखनी चाहिए. और इन बच्चों से वही गलती हुई कि उस जगह पर ये पहुंच गए जहां पर दंगा घटित हुआ था और इसी कारण से पुलिस ने उन लोगों को इंटरोगेशन करने के लिए उठा लिया. कहीं किसी तरीके की अदनियति नहीं थी उनको पहचान के. मैंने भी इसका पूरा वो वीडियो सुना जो अली ने कवर किया है. उसमें जांच के लिए उन लोगों को रखा पुलिस ने अपनी कस्टडी में और उस वक्त में जो कुछ घटना हुई वो गलत है, वो नहीं होना चाहिए. इस प्रकार से मारपीट नहीं की जानी चाहिए. वो उस चीज के लिए मैं बिल्कुल सहमत हूं, मगर इंटरोगेशन करना, जांच करना, कौन कौन लोग इन्वॉल्व हैं, वीडियो के साथ में उसको मैच करना और जो लोग उसमें बरी हो जाते हैं उनको छोड़ा भी गया है. तो मैं समझता हूं कि इस चीज को ध्यान में रखते हुए हमारे जो नौजवान बच्चे हैं उनको सावधानी बरतनी चाहिए और उन्हें दंगे ग्रस्त क्षेत्र से दूर रहना चाहिए.
आदिल सिंह बोपरा, इज दैट रिस्पॉन्स
आपकी? पुलिस के लिए भी कोई राय है जैसे बच्चों के लिए आपने दी?
पुलिस अपना काम कर रही है, उसमें निर्दोष भी पकड़े जाते हैं. पुलिस डेलिबरेटली नहीं पकड़ती है.
जब हमने पुलिस
उसके बाद उन्होंने पुलिस ने छोड़ा है.
नहीं नहीं, शांत प्रकाश जी, पुलिस को पता भी नहीं था ये वीडियो है. जब हमने पहले बार वीडियो दिखाया था उन्होंने कहा था कि ये वीडियो हमें पता नहीं है इस वीडियो के बारे में. वीडियो तब तक वायरल हो चुका था.
टॉर्चर कर रही है सर, पुलिस टॉर्चर कर रही है. इस पर कोई आपका कोई राय, संदेश पुलिस के लिए?
मैं बिल्कुल मैंने पहले भी अपनी बात में कहा है
तो उनको डिसमिस करवाइए, आपकी पार्टी का राज है, उनको सस्पेंड करवाइए, डिसमिस करवाइए
और ये जांचिए। और मैं समझता हूँ कि ये सब चीज के ऊपर जो है हर हालत में कुछ ना कुछ तफ्तीश हो रही होगी और उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई भी होगी। मैं समझता हूँ कि जरूर
सस्पेंड करने की राय देंगे आप।
देखिए जो भी नियामकों के हिसाब से कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए, मैं
नियम
समझता
के हिसाब से तो ये हुआ ही नहीं है ना, कुछ भी नियम के हिसाब से नहीं है सर।
नहीं ऐसा 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 कहना, देखिए जहाँ धक्का होगा वहां पर फूल लेकर के तो पूजा की नहीं जाएगी।
टॉर्चर की परमिशन नहीं है अभी हिंदुस्तान में, कानून और संविधान है।
पत्थर नहीं, कानून का
कानून में नहीं है सर। अगर आप हिंदुस्तान के संविधान को नहीं मान रहे तो मैं बात है,
कानून का हवाले लेकर के पत्थर फेंकना भी स्वीकार्य नहीं है। सब चीजों को
देखिए,
क्रिया और प्रतिक्रिया दोनों हो रही है, पुलिस ने गलत किया, उनकी
पुलिस नहीं टॉर्चर कर सकती। माफ कीजिएगा, आप हिंदुस्तान के कानून और संविधान पे
ऑल राइट। आदिल सिंह बोपोराय, वन सेकंड, बोथ ऑफ यू वन मोमेंट। आदिल सिंह बोपोराय वांटेड टू मेक अ पॉइंट, इज दिस रिस्पॉन्स एट ऑल सैटिस्फैक्टरी, दैट देयर विल बी एक्शन, there will be a response at some stage or the other? Adil.
Vishnu, they've mortgaged their conscience. To even expect a decent, empathetic reply from them would be asking for the moon. So let's leave that aside. Today, police has become a tool. It has become a handmaiden to subserve the interests of the ruling BJP. And this is happening with recurring frequency. Young boys are picked up. They're incarcerated for days and weeks altogether. The process is a punishment. And then you see the brazenness of the BJP. I think the elephant in the room, and which has to be addressed, and we have a former DGP from that state, is accountability. Who will be held accountable for this high-handedness? Who will be held accountable for these police excesses? Who will be held accountable for executive autocracy? Is there any law left, or should we officially say that the due process of law in this country now is formally buried?
Vikram Singh, former DGP UP, as one of the most credible officers the Indian Police Service has produced, you were the head of the police in Uttar Pradesh, and now we have a situation where this sort of thing happens. I mean, what does one say? What do you say?
Vishnuji, I wish I had not come to your program. I don't have a face to show to Brindaji and Mr. Boparai, because this is totally unacceptable in the rule of law-driven society and a police force. As one former Chief Justice has said, that if you are to resort to third degree and this kind of strong arm tactics, it is better to hand over the police system to dacoits. They will handle it better than you. We are supposed to be governed by rule of law, and the scientific aids to investigation give us the prowess and the capacity to get to the truth. शांत प्रकाश जी, मेरा विनम्र निवेदन है, पूछताछ की अनिवार्यता है, लेकिन पूछताछ की तरह करना नहीं चाहिए, बल्कि थाने में मवेशियों की तरह पिटाई करने का कोई औचित्य नहीं है। ये जो बदनुमा धब्बा हमारी खाकी पे लगा है, इसको धोने में बहुत समय लगे, और धुलेगी भी कि नहीं धुलेगी, मुझे तो बहुत आत्मग्लानी हो रही है इस दृश्य को देख के। और रिटर्न गिफ्ट, किसको रिटर्न गिफ्ट दे रहे हैं? हम अपने आप को रिटर्न गिफ्ट दे रहे हैं? कल को अगर भगवान न करे ये सूरत आती है कि हम थाने में और हमारे ऊपर ये लाठी चले, तो हम किससे गुहार करेंगे? वृंदा जी से करेंगे, बोपाराव साहब से करेंगे, विष्णु से करेंगे, किससे करेंगे? ये चीज देख लीजिए, पुलिस सुधार के बारे में आप जागरूक रहें। विष्णु, आई ब्लेम एवरी सिंगल पॉलिटिकल पार्टी, दैट इंक्लूड्स द रूलिंग पार्टी, फॉर इग्नोरिंग द पुलिस रिफॉर्म्स। दे टॉक, आई मीन, स्मूथ टॉक बाय एवरी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी, बट नोबडी वांट्स टू रिफॉर्म द पुलिस। एवरीबडी वांट्स द पुलिस टू बी फ्यूडल, brutal and corrupt and inefficient consequently, and be the handmaiden and a tool in the hands of the politicians, accountable to their own manifesto, not to the constitutions. I'm aghast and I'm extremely sorry for these boys for that has happened. And now, Shant Prakash ji, mera vinamra nivedan hai ki court ki is talk tippani ke uparant ek jaanch ki anivaryata hai. Aur jaanch ke pehle ye jo karmi hai, inka nilamban aur jaancho uparant, main samajhta hu ki is akat saksh ke uparant इनके ऊपर विभागीय वैधानिक कार्रवाई, दंडात्मक कार्रवाई, जिसमें सेवा मुक्त होना, डिसमिसल भी, वो उसकी एक अनिवार्यता, इस पे जरूर विचार कर लें। क्योंकि दो कांस्टेबल और एक थाना, शासन प्रशासन, आपकी सरकार और योगी जी के उजले दामन पर धब्बा लगाए, ये अधिकार किसी को नहीं है। मेरी बातें कटु हो सकती है, लेकिन इस पर विचार करें।
शांत प्रकाश जी कुछ बताएंगे इस पर?
नहीं, मैं बिल्कुल 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 जो है ये मैं डीजीपी साहब की बात से बिल्कुल सहमत हूँ, और किसी भी सूरत में पुलिस को इस तरीके से निर्दयता करना और इस चीज के खिलाफ कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए, हर सूरत में होनी चाहिए। और मगर जांच भी है, जांच में सब तरीके की चीजें होती हैं, अगर मॉब है तो उसके बीच में लाठीचार्ज भी होता है, गोली भी चलती है, मगर इस तरीके से बंद कमरे में निर्दोष बच्चों को जांच के वक्त में पीटना ये ठीक नहीं है। जिस तरीके से पीटा जा रहा है ये जो है निर्दयता है।
Adil, go ahead and then...
I need to make an important interjection and to take Ms. Grover's point further. There is a pattern to this. If you recall, during the CEA protest, there were recovery notices sent without following any process of law. After the Supreme Court indictment, they had to withdraw their notices. The Supreme Court had to categorically say that you must take action within the fold of law. The problem today is that the UP government believes that they are beyond the rule of law, that they're beyond the constitution. And then they exhibit this absolute shameful level of brazenness on national television. What about those boys, those teenagers? You have marred their entire career. Tomorrow they want to get a job, they'll have to disclose that, yes, we had cases against us.
Can
tomorrow
you imagine psychologically how they've been impacted?
They'll have to disclose all this.
The trauma.
Can you imagine psychologically how these children have been impacted?
This kind of harassment is etched on their minds. This will stay with them forever. It is all very well for the BJP to come and give glib spiel and say, well, the rule of law has to be followed, investigation process has to be followed. But what about these boys? What about their families? What about their future? Who is accountable for that?
All right, look, we'll leave it over here. Just thank heavens that they're out of jail because they're innocent. 100% innocent. We've not said that. A judge has said that. Hopefully there will be justice, because there's a lot of that due to these young men and boys. We leave it over there. But before we end this program, this is Saurabh Shukla's report on what exactly transpired in this case, and now when these boys are out of jail.
In this video, 18-year-old Muhammad Ali is seen pleading for help as he is brutally beaten by the Saharanpur police for allegedly taking part in violent protests over former BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma's comments on the Prophet. Today, Ali has been acquitted by a local court along with seven others arrested on the 10th of June. That's after the police admitted they had no evidence. Muhammad Ali says his hand was broken by the police. He still has pain and the swelling is clearly visible. An inquiry into the police brutality was only ordered after an NDTV report.
बहुत मुश्किल से गुजरे वो 23 दिन ऐसे 23 साल के भरा बढ़ते हैं बस गुजार ले सर ये मस्जिद पे मैं दो होमगार्ड ने रोक लिया और कहा उतरो सर हमने कहा खैरियत तुम तीन जने थे सर एक को छोड़ दिया मैं दो को पकड़ के चौकी में ले गए उन्होंने तकरीबन 5-6 घंटे बंद करा फिर रात को थोड़ी उन्होंने
क्या किया आपको फिर पिटा
सर पिटाई की सब
पिटाई की सब पिटाई की डंडे मारे आपको
जी कई 23 दिन में कल सोया सर मैं चैन से और यहाँ सो के भी ऐसा लग रहा है जैसे सपना आया मुझे जैसे मैं जेल में हूँ एकदम डर लगने लग गया था
कोर्ट ने कहा कि ये तुम्हारे घर का कानून है क्या पुलिस को कहा कि जिसको चाहो जब तब बंद कर दो तो कोर्ट ने कहा कि तुम्हारी मर्जी नहीं चलेगी इसमें कि जब जिसे चाहे बंद कर दे जिसे चाहे आप छोड़ दे जब चाहे छोड़ दे तो कोर्ट ने पूरा ऑब्जर्वेशन दिया इस पे
मोर देन 50 मेन वर अरेस्टेड ऑन द 10th ऑफ जून इन द प्रोटेस्ट्स अगेंस्ट नूपुर शर्मा एंड द वीडियो ऑफ द बीटिंग्स इन कस्टडी वर इवन ट्वीटेड बाय बीजेपी स्पोक्सपर्सन शलभ मणि त्रिपाठी सेइंग रिटर्न गिफ्ट
द बॉयज हु हैव कम आउट ऑफ जेल आफ्टर 23 डेज दे आर स्टिल शेकन नाउ द बिग क्वेश्चन इज दैट विल देयर बी एनी एक्शन अगेंस्ट द कॉप्स who have beaten them in the custody, who have tortured these boys, and who have arrested them without any evidence. In Saharanpur, with Mohammad Mursaleen and Ashok Kashyap, Saurabh Shukla for NDTV.